This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian prosecutors have sought a sentence of 9.5 years in prison for U.S. women's basketball player Brittany Griner, with a verdict in her trial on drug possession and smuggling charges expected later today. Both sides were scheduled to make closing arguments, and Ms. Griner is expected to deliver final testimony in her own defense. As the recession continues to make life more difficult than it need be, the Democrats are trying to spend tons more money before the midterm elections in November. More spending in a time of a recession will only prolong the pain and increase taxes on most Americans. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News talks about the Democrats' inflation reduction bill during a recession.
The cause of the inflation is the Democrats' massive spending. Their solution is spend more and tax more. It's like throwing gasoline on a raging bonfire. It will only make inflation go up, not down.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tony Maruso gives us an update on the jobs market.
U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries. But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
An NFL quarterback being accused of lewd behavior by a lot of women is fighting his suspension from the game that could land him additional suspension time.
The NFL appealed the 6-game suspension that a neutral arbitrator issued to Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL said a decision will likely ignite a battle with the players' union and pave the way toward a longer ban for the superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Technically, Earth is over 4.5 billion years old. You would think our spin would be slowing down, but in reality, it sped up this year. Earth has had its shortest day ever recorded on June 29th, with the day ending 1.59 milliseconds sooner than usual. That's according to the National Physical Laboratory in England. As scientists guess why, the Earth's rotational speed could be impacted by inner or outer layers, oceans, or the moon. Lawmakers' laws for thee, not for me, double standard was very prevalent in Michigan during the pandemic. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer locked down the state, yet gave her husband a free pass to take his boat out to a lake. Now it's an election year, and Republican Tudor Dixon is poised to give Whitmer a run for her re-election money. Tudor on Newsmax last night.
We have people not only within the state but outside of the state that is they are interested in taking Michigan back. This is a national race because this governor nationalized it when she decided to run for vice president of the United States in the middle of a pandemic and leave the people in the state with all of her radical COVID laws and COVID rules and regulations stopped us from moving, but continued to run to go to Washington, to leave the people. She has gone after every possible area of success in the state and crushed it, and we are going to bring it back, and we are going to focus on families and make sure that this is the place everybody wants to live, work, and play.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, this portion of the show being brought to you by the free Upside app. Have you heard about this? This is unbelievable. At a time when gas prices, okay, they're, you know, get a little bit of relief, but let's not get carried away here. I mean, you know, compared to 18 months ago, I mean, they're still off the charts, right? And so, if you can get a break on gas, any benefit whatsoever, how would you like to get some of that money back? All right? And you can get that with this free Upside app. The app gives you cash back every time you buy gas. All you got to do is use the promo code PAID, P-A-I-D, and it's yours absolutely free. Just go and download it on your mobile device and start saving money. Get cash back. I mean, why not? Instead of giving it to everybody else, why not for all the hardworking Americans? Just real simple. So download the app and start taking advantage and, you know, get some money back for all that gas you're paying for. I mean, that's absurd, huh? Megan Barth is with us right now. She's the founder and proprietor of ringandbabe.com. She also stays busy as the editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm looking forward to this conversation here. Boy, I'll tell you, everybody wringing their hands over, you know, the primaries this week and what happened, you know, looking at the tea leaves, you know, did they support Trump, didn't support Trump? Those that didn't support Trump were out. Those that did, surprisingly, you know, won in most cases. You know, it's kind of interesting. And meanwhile, you've got the narrative. I've had it with The Hill and these other publications that want to, you know, use terms like, election deniers, you know, like climate deniers and, you know, racist deniers, Black Lives Matter. Everybody's a denier. But yet, 60% of America, agrees that something fishy went on with the 2020 election. So we're all tied in together, domestic terrorists, basket of deplorables and deniers. And this is the kind of language that The Hill uses as alleged journalist. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I understand that. Go ahead.
See what The Hill said again. I missed that part.
Well, what they're referring to anybody that supports MAGA or Donald Trump as election deniers. That's the basket of deplorables that we're in. And the headline, they say, election deniers rack up wins, fueling concerns in both parties. And so here, they write this article about the boogeyman of, the MAGAites and, how these election deniers that shouldn't be winning and shouldn't be racking up wins. And so, they're not about to stop and say, hey, maybe we've got it wrong. You know, we've already got evidence, according to Rasmussen, that 60% of America says something fishy went on in the 2020 elections. We, you know, there's no proof either way. I mean, you know, even Bill Barr says, well, there's no proof. Well, give me proof, Bill Barr. I mean, you're the attorney general. You were the attorney. Give me proof that it was legit. Can you do that? No, but you want to delegitimize any evidence that the other side has that says, look, there's a lot of smoke here. And where there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings if I don't believe the way you do. But we just can't have that conversation out in public because people are sensitive about it. And I think they're kind of tired of hearing about it, too. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of talking about it. But it's just that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room that isn't going anywhere, you know?
Well, I guess first we're climate deniers, now we're election deniers.
Right.
And that's how they always couch or frame the argument instead of really digging down and understanding what exactly happened. There's not anecdotal evidence of fraud any longer. There's actual physical evidence of fraud. But they want to, you know, basically take Dinesh D'Souza and his footage and geo-tracking and say, no, that doesn't really count. Well, why not? I mean, geo-tracking is used by the feds. It's used as a tool in across many different industries. Marketing industries even use geo-tracking.
Exactly.
And that's why...
Well, and it's what the feds use. It's what the feds use to arrest the perpetrators of January 6th, right? It was valid then.
Well, except for the person who planted pipe bombs the night before at the DNC and the RNC. The feds just can't seem to figure out how to capture that person.
Ray Epps. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I mean, no, they caught Ray Epps, but he's a fed. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So but back to the election. Why is it that Florida can count all of their ballots throughout the state, but on election night? Why is it that Texas, a heavily densely populated state in certain urban areas, as well as just across the state, they can count their ballots on election night? But a small little county around Phoenix called Maricopa, that they can't seem to count their ballots on election night. But so far, it's taken them 3 days, and they're still not finished. And this is why people have a problem with our election, because there's no uniformity. And there's certainly no chain of custody when it comes to the handling of ballots. Chain of custody has all been destroyed, especially here in Nevada, because what was illegal a year ago, which was ballot harvesting, or which was illegal in 2020, ballot harvesting, is now legal. It was codified into law by Democrats, and there's no limit on how many ballots one person can harvest. So I can just drive up a semi, back it up to the registrar's office, and dump a bunch of ballots. So people have serious questions about the election because the election has been completely broken down, re-engineered. It has not ever been certified. All these changes to the process haven't been audited. They haven't been certified. There is no chain of custody. We no longer have election day. We have election month. Early voting starts weeks ahead of election day. And then in Nevada and plenty of other states run by Democrats, they give them 7 to 10 days to count ballots after election day.
Exactly. Well, you know, obviously, and this is what upset people in the 2020 elections, is while the game was being played, the rules were changed. And they were changed to advantage Democratic candidates and Democratic votes. Well, you know, look at Republicans, conservatives have got to wise up and say, okay, if there's rules to the game, get on the field. You've got to be quick. You've got to be adaptive. And if ballot harvesting is the rule of the day, hey, then get the trucks out. Go and ballot harvest to your heart's content. You go and hit those retirement homes ahead of the Democrats and you harvest up those votes and do everything you can, you know, to outwit, you know, their activity. If those are the rules that we got to play by now, then, We've got to go along with the rules, don't we?
Well, of course, but they already mastered the rules because they mastered the game, so we're behind.
Exactly. But look, at there's still a lot of smart people, even on both sides, I'll give you that. I have faith that if you're really intentional and you really want to do something about it, then go and make some things happen. And guess what? You've got some Democrats who set up the infrastructure for this ballot harvesting deal. And you know what? They're for sale. You can buy them and bring them into your side and, you know, pick up on their knowledge. We've got more from Megan after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, we are fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of BringinBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe, continues with us. Megan, this is this whole abortion issue. You know, we're going through this experience. Experience defines preference. And some businesses are going to learn, states are going to learn the hard way on which side of this abortion issue they land. I mean, even yesterday we reported that Dick's Sporting Goods is, I don't know, I guess you can go to aisle 13 of Dick's Sporting Goods and order up an abortion now. There's, you know, somehow, helping out to the tune of about $4,000 to, you know, per person to, you know, ship them and take care of them and get involved in their abortion. So now when you go to Dick's Sporting Goods to buy a baseball bat, little did you know that some of that value of that baseball bat's going to go and fund their abortion effort. I mean, you know, what is the gain in them doing this when you have such an issue where clearly a majority of the American people by experience realize that abortion is something they don't want to be associated with. Now, these are businesses that are going to learn the hard way. I mean, Dick's lost a lot of money 2 years ago when they decided to, remember, they took away all their ammo and guns, and they shut that down. That cost them, you know, millions of dollars when they did that. And now that people are realizing, hey, look at that, they are funding abortions, it's like, look, we just want to go and, you know, buy a football, go buy, you know, some equipment for our kids, or, you know, buy a golf shirt or some golf clubs or something like that, but we don't want to go around and be an agent to funding abortions when we just want sporting equipment.
Right. And this is why we continue to see companies just fail miserably when they start to wade into social issues. What does Dick's have to do with abortion? Obviously they have a lot if they're willing to pay, as a part of their health care, women who want to travel across state lines out of states, which only number the four right now. So there's still 46 states where abortion laws are on the books. And in Nevada here specifically, you can get an abortion up to 6 months of your pregnancy. And if it's beyond 6 months, you must go to a hospital. So at 6 months, you know, usually women know they're pregnant. They're showing. They're well along. Mm-hmm. And so well into the second trimester, at the end of the second trimester, women can still get abortions. But you wouldn't know that by the rhetoric that we're seeing out of D.C. Democrats and even Nevada Democrats. Mm-hmm. They have made abortion the centerpiece of their campaigns and of their agenda. Kamala Harris, every single day, if you look at her schedule, she has some sort of abortion roundtable planned. Joe Biden, whoever's tweeting for Joe Biden, is tweeting incessantly about abortion. And this is, again, their centerpiece because they certainly can't talk about their economy. When you look at the polls, and I'll just pick Hispanics, for example, because that's fresh on my mind. As we see Hispanics flee the Democrat Party, and we're seeing red waves in blue areas of Texas, for example, and around the country, 9% of Hispanics believe that abortion is an urgent issue. 73% of Hispanics think they are worse off than they were 1 year ago. 41% of Hispanics are concerned about inflation. And these types of numbers coming from the Hispanic community in these polls nearly mirror the polls of independents and Americans in general, even Democrats. I mean, when you look at the Democrats, of course, in their polling, they believe that abortion is like the number one issue, right? But it's always been their number one issue. It's their golden calf.
Right.
And they don't want to see that disturbed. But even 80% of Democrats don't want Biden to run again. So Biden is the problem. He is the drag on the ticket. So as long as abortion can be their wedge issue, be their dividing issue, then that's, of course, what the Democrats are going to run with. Even if abortion is codified into law in Nevada and women get it at 6 months, Nevada Democrats are acting like, you know, women's rights are on the table. But it can't be undone. It's codified into law here in Nevada. And even the head of abortion, the CEO of Miramonte Planned Parenthood, called Nevada a safe haven for abortion.
Well, I've got to say this, and I think it's a matter of time.
that, you know, a degree of the truth about abortion is out. And this is why this organic movement from east to west, north and south has taken over this country. The pain, the reality, the big lie of abortion, the true big lie of abortion, safe and rare. America's women, by experience, 49 years, realized that they bought into a big lie. And this has been psychologically damaging on many levels that those on the left don't, they have no sincerity, no compassion whatsoever to their hashtag female friends who have endured and experienced an abortion. And the weight of that experience, what that has done to them, some it's damaged them permanently till the day they die. They carry the grief of this experience with them based on a humongous lie. And this is what they're trying to go up against, is the truth, the real life experience of abortion versus their emotional stance and convoluting the idea of choice and right. It's your choice to have an abortion. It's not your right to have an abortion. By definition, a right is God-given. It is factual. It is something that is consistent with natural law and nature's God. That's where rights come from. And nowhere do I read in any scripture, anything that comes from God whatsoever, that endows a woman or a man with the right to kill their child. So how can it be a right? Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's where the Supreme Court got it wrong in 1973, and they basically have buffooned a whole generation of people to believe that this is somehow a right of theirs. And why is it that Democrats always want to strip away the transparency when it comes to abortion? I mean, if this were truly a medical issue, you have x-rays, you have CAT scans, mm-hmm. You know, all of these tests that show what's going on inside the body, right, before any mm-hmm. surgery. This is a surgical procedure which ends a life, and yet they don't mm-hmm. want to have sonograms, right? They don't want to have ultrasounds. Right. They don't want to have all of the diagnostic and other type of testing that goes along with it because they don't want to basically pull the curtain back on such an awful, evil procedure. They simply want, and if you recall, it was not only safe and rare type of language that was around the abortion issue. It was, mm-hmm. well, it's just a clump of cells. It doesn't
right,
matter.
Right, exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they basically right. Took the baby, the fetus, and reduced it to basically just a mass of nothing. Now, because science has caught up with their rhetoric, you know, back in 1973, that might have flown, right? Because we didn't have the technology back then to really understand or to really show women what was going on inside their bodies. But now the science has caught up to their rhetoric. So their rhetoric has changed. Well, it might be a life, but a woman's life is more important than the life she's carrying. And the woman's life might, you know, hit a wall financially, and she won't be able to take care of this baby. So the baby would be better off dead. Now, they don't say that, but they say the woman has a right because her life is more important than the life she's carrying.
How many parents, Megan, in 246 years, just in American history, okay, not even in human history, but just in American history, how many parents had children at times that would be, you know, decidedly inopportune, not necessarily convenient? I mean, if we got rid of all those babies, America would have lost by default. There'd be nobody left. We'd all been aborted. I mean, think about it. I mean, this big lie that continues to be perpetrated out there. People have common sense, and I think that's what they're starting to exercise. Megan Barr, thank you for being with us.
A month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian prosecutors have sought a sentence of 9.5 years in prison for U.S. women's basketball player Brittany Griner, with a verdict in her trial on drug possession and smuggling charges expected later today. Both sides were scheduled to make closing arguments, and Ms. Griner is expected to deliver final testimony in her own defense. As the recession continues to make life more difficult than it need be, the Democrats are trying to spend tons more money before the midterm elections in November. More spending in a time of a recession will only prolong the pain and increase taxes on most Americans. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News talks about the Democrats' inflation reduction bill during a recession.
The cause of the inflation is the Democrats' massive spending. Their solution is spend more and tax more. It's like throwing gasoline on a raging bonfire. It will only make inflation go up, not down.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, for the first time in 2 years, the Warrior Games are back. Yes, the Games are an annual event that brings together hundreds of elite athletes to compete in adaptive sports and celebrate the resilience and dedication of wounded, ill, and injured active duty and veteran U.S. military service members. The Fisher House Foundation, a nationally recognized military nonprofit serving military families, has the honor of leading their family program, which has supported athletes and their families since 2012. With us, and back with us, I should say, is Ken Fisher. He's the CEO of Fisher House Foundation. Ken, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be back, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Great to be back on so many levels. To have the Warrior Games. We've missed the Warrior Games.
We have. And, you know, it's a shame. Obviously, they took that two-year hiatus because of the pandemic, like so many other things. But, you know, it's important for us to tune in and watch now that we have the chance to watch again, because, you know, we can't allow our veterans to fall off the front pages and out of our consciousness. And have veterans issues only surface when negative things happen, like the burn pit bill that was
exactly
that. So it gives us a chance to honor our veterans in a way that is meaningful and in a way that is quite honestly, that they deserve.
Well, and I know for the Fisher House, this has been such a focus, your involvement with Warrior Games. Address that, if you would, a little bit for our audience, because this has been a rich history. Unfortunately, was interrupted, as you say, for the last 2 years because of the pandemic. But, I know a lot of people are just eager and can't wait for the Warrior Games, to come back like this.
Yeah, they started actually in 2010, mm-hmm. When, we learned that military medicine had become so sophisticated that if you were wounded on the battlefield in Iraq or Afghanistan, you had a 95% chance of surviving your wounds that would have been fatal in previous conflicts. That meant longer hospital stays, and it meant a lot of extensive rehab. The Department of Defense realized that adaptive sports could be a very powerful tool in aiding with the rehabilitation process. So they came up with the concept of the Warrior Games, with the idea that they would empower individual effort, rebuild their spirit, restore self-esteem, not only for the ones that had been physically wounded, but the ones with the unseen wounds that are just as devastating.
Yeah, adaptive sports is really, when you think about it, it is right in the wheelhouse of these warriors. I mean, when you really consider, the job that is at hand for our vets, it's very athletic on many levels, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, these are very competitive men and women by nature. Mm-hmm. These are type A personalities. That are very, very courageous and believe in, have the courage of conviction. And, there's only 1% that raised their hand and went to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Exactly.
So, these men and women, have definitely paid a price in defending that freedom. But what we have to also remember, Bill, is behind every one of these men and women is a family. Mm-hmm. That also bears burdens and makes sacrifices that the average American has no concept of. So the games honor service and sacrifice, not just of the men and women that wore the uniform, but of their families as well, and that's equally as important.
Yeah, exactly. And I appreciate, Ken, that you do that, because that is really important, because it, behind every one that serves is a family back home that is sending letters, praying for, their loved ones in combat and in this kind of situation. And as you say, it's less than 1% of our population that finds itself in a combat situation that has undergone, an experience like this and put so much on the line for the sake of freedom. And we owe them a debt. I don't know if we could ever repay it. And something like this, which the Fisher House Foundation is doing, Ken, is a little bit of thanks for a job well done, a job that's needed, in order to secure our liberties. Now, when we talk about adaptive sports, help our audience understand, what you mean by adaptive sports.
Okay, think of the Paralympics as the starting point. Adaptive sports are an outlet for these men and women to compete. They're not wounded warriors anymore. They're competitors. Their families are celebrating that fact that they've gone beyond being wounded warriors, that they've made these strides and so forth. Adaptive sports can start with something basic like track and field and swimming, and then go to wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby, which is something is very difficult
wow.
to explain. Not to watch, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Seated volleyball, wheelchair tennis, archery. So it's sports that have been adapted to these men and women who have been wounded, and it is such a thrill to be a part of it. It's quite frankly, Bill, it's been the highlight of my life.
Mm.
Getting involved with these men and women, getting involved with their families, it has changed me. It has given me a sense of purpose, and I can't thank the men. men and women that I work with at Fisher House. We're a small, you know, mid-sized foundation that operates like a real powerhouse because of these men and women. So the group.
Yeah, just to hear you describe this, this is emotional. And, you know, to hear you talk about it this way, and I got to imagine to actually see our vets in action at these games has got to be, you know, quite a moving experience.
You know, we get involved, Bill, so early in the process. Fisher House builds comfort homes for families of our wounded, injured, and ill servicemen and women to stay in for free, for no charge, for as long as the hospital stay dictates. And so we get involved very early. We don't see a lot of smiling. We see a lot of uncertainty. We see a lot of stress. We see a lot of, of people that are going through a very, very, very difficult time. And to be a part of the Warrior Games is a little self-serving, to be honest with you, because it gives us a chance to be part of a celebration, to see the smiles of the families, to watch their loved ones who have come so far compete, as I said before, not wounded warriors, they're athletes, they're competitors. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to sit and talk to the families. And it's great for the families to be together because only they have commonality of experience. We don't know what they've gone through. Only they know. So it's therapeutic for the families, and it's therapeutic for the competitors as well because they get to talk to each other about their experience.
Exactly. We're talking with the CEO of Fisher House Foundation, Ken Fisher. Ken, we got about a minute left here. When will the Warrior Games take place and where?
They're going to take place at the Disney World down in Orlando at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. You can watch them. They'll be live streaming on the dodwarriorgames.com. You can go to that website now and learn more about the Warrior Games and the competitors and some of their stories. And you can go to the website later on the 19th of August, and they'll conclude on the 28th. So I encourage everybody to give it a look. It will inspire you in ways that I'm sure you never even imagined. And I can't thank you enough for having me. And giving me a chance to talk about this because it's something I'm so passionate about.
I can tell.
Veterans have given so much to this nation. We owe them so much more than we're giving them.
Amen. Ken Fisher, thank you as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make
like around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got Dr. Ted Baer, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, you know, every time you call, it means I can take a relaxing break from all the pressure that's on me. So I'm doing well. That's a long
well,
way.
Well, my goal is whenever I call you, my goal is to add to your day. I just want it to be so much better, and however to that end that I can serve that end and interest for you, that makes my day.
It makes my day, too, so thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Hey, real quick, before we get into anything real heavy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Movie Guide is, this is a time, you know, end of the year, donation time, and Ted, you've got somebody matching donations here, so like every dollar becomes two, because the power of true economics here, and the interest to serve Movie Guide, and to serve, you know, we the people, and Christian families, and, you know, Christian organizations, and filmmaking, and all that good stuff, and, you know, I want you to be blessed. This is a Shemitah year, right? And the Shemitah year, this special Hebrew year, means that you get double duty. So it's very fitting that our donations would double to everything that we give to Movie Guide this year. Is that cool?
Well, there's a lot of great things happening in Movie Guide. In the first place, you know, we've grown tremendously, probably because of your program. And most of the people that come to Movie Guide are young men, which is amazing. Mm. As I said, a while ago, I did a little testimony, and it hit like 2 million within a couple of days. And there were 90% young men and 60% coming to receive Christ. So young men are interested in movies, so they come to Movie Guide. And some parts of Movie Guide are mostly parents. But we meet with studio executives all the time, and I'm just very happy that some of the great things that are happening. We have a group now we call the Inklings, which you know where that comes from C.S.
Right.
Lewis, and I stayed in his house in the kilns and all that. and young people who were training to be executives. In 2015, I had a student. He made the best movie last year, and now he's the head of a division of a major studio, one of the big four. So we can do it. We can make a difference, and we need your help to do that.
Well, there it is. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go. And, you know, open up the wallet. You know, it's always a blessing when you can find, you know, that great, you know, 100-plus soil return that you can deposit your hard-earned money into. And this is one of those great soils that you can do that with confidence. So MovieGuide.org, and know that, hey, everything gets doubled there with your donation. So that is great news. And we want to bless, Dr. Ted and all the great efforts that they're doing there at MovieGuide. All right, let's talk Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters.
What a wonderful movie. I mean, what an appropriate movie. I've got 15 grandchildren, and 12 of them are girls. And, this one is about it's very Christian. It's a Christian movie. It's it's about how it's on PureFlix. And a friend of mine bought PureFlix. He's at Sony, and he's a very good friend. And he was asking me about it before they bought it. And Michael Scott and David White did very well. But they're having the family get together. Steve, suddenly his daughter comes in and says, "I'm engaged to a missionary." Now, I don't know why that would bother anybody, because I'd be happy. All of them went into mission work. But he wants them to run the family business and not be a missionary. And so he tries to figure out how to trick them, her, Abby, into being in the family business, and it doesn't work. And we know from the beginning it doesn't work. So the question is, can they get along? And they both have a strong point of view. It's just a fun movie. It's a good PureFlix movie. We gave it 4 stars, and we love it. And it's got nothing objectionable in the movie. So what are we going to do? I mean, surprise, no objectionable content. Mm-hmm.
It has nothing objectionable unless you're a really strong father and unyielding to your strong daughter, right?
And you don't want your daughter or son becoming a missionary. Yes, if that's your case, you're not in missions like we are. So if you're in missions like we are, you want them to. I mean, I was so happy when my daughter joined our ministry, and she had done mission work in China and Kyrgyzstan. It's beyond my belief, and in South Africa, and not in South Africa, but Malawi places. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we realize, Dr. Ted, that after everything is said and done, is mission work is where we are. You know, wherever God has us at that moment in time, the gospel message still needs to be heard. As some have said, how do I know unless somebody tells me, right?
And we're in a time where they need it more than ever, and she just does these wonderful interviews, and at the end actually gives them the gospel, and it's always fun. So MovieGuide.org, you see Evie's interviews, you see my devotions, which are very popular for some reason in Hollywood, and you see people who accept Christ or claim Christ when she does the interview with them.
Well, Dr. Ted, that's what people are starving for right now, really. I mean, even in the midst of all this craziness, and, you know, we just got out on the other side of, you know, Pride Month, and, you know, people are wondering, going, we're just so overwhelmed by a lot of evil that has invaded our culture. And I say that's a good thing in the sense that we have eyes to see. Okay, so now do you have knees that are willing to bend and kneel before the Father and ask for forgiveness and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way with our culture? Because if not, I mean, and the thing is, it was interesting, I was just sharing this with somebody else, I think you might appreciate this, as I was reading about Manasseh, the king that was just as bad as every other, you know, king in Judah, and he was a mess, and for 50 years, I mean, he had it his way, and, you know, the fact that he even endured for 50 years is a miracle in and of itself, because so many kings you read about, you know, they mess up, and they turn from God, and they're gone within a couple of years, but for 50 years, you know, he's messed up. And he finally gets the message from God, and it just buckles. It buckles his knees. I mean, after 50 years, and when I read that, I'm thinking, wow, what a God. What a God that is so forgiving that you may think that you've done the worst of the worst, and it's so unforgivable. And here's God forgiving a king who What he did was he decided to repent and turn to God. And what a huge difference in his life and to the country at that time.
Well, I was in the entertainment industry. I was a pagan, and God saved me, not that old, but, you know, at 28. And I came in kicking and screaming, and so I loved last year's movie about C.S. Lewis, The Reluctant Convert, because I was one of those many reluctant converts. When God chooses you, he doesn't look at the appearance, I can tell you that. He looks at the heart, and he decides, this heart can be turned toward me.
Yeah. Well, in dog years, 28 is like 50, I guess. I don't know, or something like that. So, you know, but years matter so little. It's what we do at that appointed time. And if we're ready, you know, God willing, turn to God and see what a difference that makes. And, you know, and then we're walking testimonies. And we, you know, who can take that away from us, Ted? Because we know where we've been. We're like the blind man. We were blind. Now we see. It's like, wow, you can't take that away from me. All right. Let's talk another review here. DC League of Super Pets.
Oh, that's just a cute animated movie. You know, Superman. Lex Luthor has been doing experiments, which turns a little guinea pig into the villain to follow Lex Luthor. Mm. And it captures Superman and Superman's dog. If anybody remembers the comic books, which I do, was Krypto. Mm. And he's lost his powers. And he's in a shelter, you know, an animal shelter, probably on the way to get euthanized. But the pets around him get superpowers. And they work together. They try to get the Justice League to come and help them. But the Justice League is all captured by Lex Luthor's little guinea pig. It's very funny. And now it's up to Krypto with no powers and his zany animal shelter friends to rescue Superman and the entire Justice League. Which is nice. It shows that the Justice League is not, you know, impenetrable and, you know, all the things that they pretend all the time. And we do too much hagiology. We worship, you know, the image of people, and we think they're great. But to have the dog save the day, that sounds like my life. The other day, I let my dog out, and he scared away two coyotes because we're living in that type of area.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
And, and the coyotes had already eaten one of my cats about a year ago. So dog is a big, like, he's going to be 120-pound mix, Bernice and English. So I believe that dogs can save the day. Let me just tell you that. I'll get to it quick.
Right. Well, as they say, all pets have secrets, and theirs are super, huh? I mean, because you do wonder, you know, there's something about pets, you go, there's something behind, you know, those eyes and the seeming, you know, smiles that they give you. You just go, okay, what do you know that I don't know?
Well, they knew, he knew the coyotes were out there. I mean, sometimes we get bobcats out there. So he wasn't intimidated.
Well, good for him. We got about a minute left here. I want to address this one article, itmovieguide.org, is that, you know, you've got some major production companies are saying, hey, look, I'm staying in Georgia despite this heartbeat abortion bill.
Well, this has been the case for years, and I don't know if it'll stay the case that the movie companies go to where they can get the best tax benefits. Actually, for the last couple of months, they've been going to Oklahoma, and now Oklahoma was giving such great tax benefits. The last few Christian movies were all made there. Now it's gotten too much, so one of our Irwin brother friends who's making a movie with them is doing it in South Africa. They will go where the tax breaks are, and the politics are sort of left at the door. So, you know, they were upset. They were upset with Georgia for, you know, preserving life and everything else, but they're willing to just overlook that in the name of money. So money talks, nobody walks.
Dr. Ted, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.